what they see is, unfortunately, the UN has not been equipped with the support from member states in the Security Council, the support from the major members of the Security Council to fulfill its role as the international organization creating peace, containing conflicts. Of course, we're doing a lot of good things with peacekeeping operations around the world, but some of the most dominant conflicts, like Syria, Yemen, South Sudan, we have not had the decision power in the UN family to deal with it successfully. That has created unprecedented humanitarian catastrophes and an unprecedented number of refugees and internally displaced people. Of course, we have not in the General Assembly been able to end the conflict. That's the obligation of the Security Council.
What should be done to make the world have more faith in the UN system?
We have to build on the good experiences we have, that we realized the interdependency amongst us and amongst the challenges with the SDGs and the climate agreement. We have to build on the good example of the Iran nuclear deal, which was a negotiated outcome of preventing further proliferation of weapons of mass destruction. We have to build on what was actually finally all too late written down in Security Council resolution in December on a roadmap for peace in Syria, but actually realize also when we talk about international terrorism that those questions that are the common existential questions for all of us must have a much, much higher attention than those questions that divide us, because if we don't act like that, we'll not be able to have anything like a harmonious and sustainable world for the next generation.
The issue of reform of the UN system mm-hmm. has been echoed through the 69th presidency and now the 70th. Yeah.
Talking about reforms, we're talking about different things. I think that it will be very much the task of the new Secretary General also to insist on organizational changes inside the huge secretariat structure and with the funds and programs so that the United Nations can be better fitted to deal with the most important issues of the future, including, of course, Ella, incorporated in the SDGs. So that's one thing, which also has to do with changing the budgetary processes. It's much, much, much easier to maintain old money for old mandates, 50, 40, 30 years old mandates, than it is to get the resources for the new important the tasks to be fulfilled, for instance, from the Secretary General. We had to change that.
How has it been for you personally, being the GE president for the 70th session?
It has been a very challenging, a very fascinating role. I was not quite aware when I accepted the nomination that it was so much different from the position I just came out of as Speaker of the Danish Parliament. As President of the General Assembly of the United Nations, you are very much involved directly and indirectly through appointing co-facilitators for the different processes in creating the political decisions. And that has been very, very interesting, and I think I have been able to use some of the experiences from Danish politics with many, many parties and no party having their own majority. And that's certainly also the situation in the United Nations.